Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Hi, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you are listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And a good morning to you also. This is Harold Gunn. Today, it is books. We have two guests this week. First up is Steve Fiestad. He is author and publisher of the ever-growing Blue Book of Gun Values. This is the Bible on the valuation of firearms the world over. And so we'll talk to Steve. And then later, our friend Susan Ebert. She has come out with a fabulous cookbook, the Field to Table Cookbook. It's very interesting the way it's set up. Go get it, then take it home, and here's how you fix it. Really a neat book. So we got a lot going on today, so we're going to kind of exit stage left, and we'll be back shortly. Remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Well, Texas, as well as parts of Louisiana, continue to dry out. We see waters flowing down rivers in areas that were not initially impacted being impacted or have been impacted this week as waters have flowed down the Brazos River and Colorado rivers, as among other creeks. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected. But just remember, this too shall pass.
Indeed. Very interesting. I try to avoid Facebook, but sometimes we're pulled into it. And there's a lot of PR reasons and stuff that we use it. And I was checking it a couple of days ago, and somebody had a Texas low water crossing flash flood on video. On their phone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, don't cross, because it's just a little bit of water over the low water crossing. And they pan down, and all of a sudden you start seeing this flotsam and jetsam and stuff come bleh, and just inundated the thing.
Well, when we get to the outdoor report, there are a number of lakes that are high. In fact, our fishing report will be rather spotty this week. But some of the lakes have actually shut down, are supposed to reopen this weekend. And because of the floating debris, for those of you all that fish the Gulf, several things, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, Harold, but there has been a lot of raw sewage that has inadvertently been emptied into our tributaries.
Right.
That flows into the Gulf. For those of you all that are looking to the surf to fish, particularly on the upper coast. Yeah. Man, be careful if you've got any open sores or wounds. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the water. It's not as prevalent on the middle and lower coast because we don't have those rivers that flow directly into to the Gulf. Other news, on a political scene, we now know who the presumptive two nominees of the two major parties will be.
Now the fun begins.
Yeah, suggestion to one and all, think where you are. Think how government decisions have affected you. Mm-hmm. And then listen carefully. We live in an imperfect world.
Right.
With people that, well, we have a career politician, mm-hmm. and we got a businessman.
Yep.
We got a pretty distinct choice there.
I think so.
So listen and be educated and informed, and then exercise your right to vote come November.
We kind of know what Hillary's going to say, but I'm hoping to see a shift over in Trump and becoming more businessman and less personality.
Based on his last speech, the man is certainly up to the task.
Mm-hmm.
He is certainly up to the task. Here this week, we are going to give you the instant background checks for May, and once again, they are up 1.1% compared to May of 2015, and this has just been a steady and continual rise as folks continue to protect themselves.
All right, and in the entertainment portion of our show, because, as you know, Bill, I love the Alley Theater in Houston, and this week they opened Born Yesterday, which was an incredible romantic comedy movie years ago. Judy Holliday won the Academy Award for the female lead. The award should go to Melissa Pritchard now. She's got the lead role in this show. Always what I say about the Alley is you may not particularly like a certain play, but you're going to see fantastic acting. So needed to throw that in because it's really a good show. Really good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Back to weather-related events. And just 'tis the season when so many critters are having babies. And sometimes, particularly deer fawn, you will see, you may find one and think, oh, where's the mama?
Right.
No. Mama knows where that baby is.
Right.
Leave it alone. In fact, there was a report in California. You knew it had to be the left coast.
Yes.
Where a baby fawn was found.
Mm-hmm.
The woman picked it up, took it home, and then posted a for sale on Craigslist.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it was either Craigslist or Facebook.
Oh,
but it was, and maybe both.
Yeah.
But the game wardens in California saw it and.
Yes.
Give us back our deer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So leave them alone, folks. If you see an animal that's hurt or injured, then certainly you can contact...
contact the proper authorities. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of game wardens...
Yes.
Hey, have you seen Lone Star Law yet?
No.
Amazing show that truly highlights and personalizes the job our game wardens do. It's on the Animal Planet Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
It's an hour-long show, and it is phenomenal. After two showings, it's good stuff, and we've got great. I mean, this is the best of the best that become game wardens.
Right.
You know, thousands apply, but only just a select few
indeed
make the academy. And men and women alike, and what they do, their involvement, it will certainly give any law-abiding person a great deal of respect for these people. And for those perpetrators that would break the law, it ought to make you go,
oops,
shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Hey, this begins our summer-long weekly update of the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard. Harold, you've done it for years. Why don't you lead us off?
That's right. The Little Nippers is our favorite division. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division, ages 6 to 10. These kids are vying for $50,000 scholarships. Right now, no flounder leader. Sheep's Head is an 8-pound, 13-ounce. Rylan Bashy, who is 7. Gaff Top, 6-pound, 5-ounce. Ashton Sumrall, who is 8.
All right. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship. The Upper Coast leader is Dylan Balch with a 7-pound, 8-ounce trout. Blake Winkler leads the Mid-Coast, 6 pounds, 2 ounces. And Blake Janicek. There it is. 7 pound, 3 ounce is the lower coast leader.
Okay, Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division. Again, $25,000 scholarships. Flounder leader, 4 pound, 2 ounce, Ryan Bradford, 12. Sheep's Head, 6 pound, 3 ounce, Ian Wells, who is 11. The Gaff Top leader, 4 pound, 8 ounce, Carlos Gonzalez, who is 15.
You know, if Blake Janicek is Czech, that might be Janicek.
Could be. Janicek, yeah. Oh, anyway, knows them kolaches.
Right, right, absolutely. In the adult speckled trout division, good fish on the upper coast, Jamal Marshall, 9 pounds even. Sean Hickel leads the mid coast, 8 pounds, 12 ounce. And the big fish of the bunch on the lower coast, James Vaughn, 9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Okay, no kingfish as yet. Dorado leader, 21 pound, 2 ounces. Curtis Luchak from or off of Freeport, Texas, where he got it. And no ling leader yet.
In the adult flounder division, Joshua Delf leads 6 pounds, 5 ounce. Jerry Mills is our sheep's head leader, 10 pounds, 5 ounce. And Troy Summerall, the third, 7 pound, 8 ounce.
The Texas Four Dealers Redfish Division of the 60 tag redfish that are out there saying, catch me, nobody has yet. And that's like almost a $100,000 package just for catching a tagged redfish. But if you have not signed up for the CCA Star Tournament, you're going to be in group therapy, friends. That is the cheapest insurance policy on the planet. If you're going to fish the Gulf, absolutely, positively, register for the tournament before you go out in the water.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
This year, the 27th annual CCA Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, has a special lure. Enter by April 29th and you're automatically entered in the early bird draw with a chance to win a Dartle 21-foot Scout, Mercury Motor, and McLean Trainer package worth $40,000. Plus, you can still fish the tournament for over $1 million in scholarships and prizes from sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Fox Sports Southwest, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dargle Boats. Enter by April 29th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Get information at participating Texas Ford Dealers or StarTournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat.
Shriners Hospitals for Children offers life-changing care to any child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. When you donate to Shriners Hospitals for Children, you send more than money. You send your love to the rescue. I should know. My name is Carrie Holmstrom, and without your donations, I might not be walking today. Change the life of a child and make a donation to Shriners Hospitals for Children. Call 1-800-241-GIFT. That's 1-800-241-4438. And send your love to the rescue now.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
Well, mostly on, but it is an SUV. It is the 2016 Lexus RX 350 five-door SUV. I like to say this, there ain't no bad Lexus, and they do make phenomenal cars. But this thing is very, very capable. 56 cubic feet of space inside this vehicle. When you put the back seats down, you can really bring a lot of stuff along down the road. It's got a 3.5-liter, 295-horsepower V6 mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission with drive mode select, so you can go to Eco or Normal or Sport. Drives like a sedan, really good-looking. The interiors are always well laid out. One thing that'll catch your eye is the full color electronic gauge display. There's no needles there. It's like a TV when you turn it on. There's the gauges, and you can adjust the colors and stuff. Certainly all the safety gear you want. The extra goodies on this: blind spot monitor with rear cross traffic alert, their Lexus safety system, triple beam LED headlights, heated and ventilated front seats, power folding electrochromatic heated outside mirrors, 20-inch alloy wheels, sunshades, aluminum roof rails, nav system with a 12.3 multimedia display. That is a big, big screen on a car. And the intuitive parking assist, which is kind of handy. It's gorgeous, actually. 20 miles per gallon in the city, 28 on the highway, which is pretty impressive for a almost 300 horsepower engine. We're looking at about 42 well loaded on this thing. So check it out. Gorgeous SUV, the 2016 RX350 from Lexus.
All right, it is time for the Outdoor Report, and just a moment ago told you that our report is rather spotty due to the fact that, well, we've had some high waters still have some high waters.
Quick changes, yeah.
Yeah, Brawning and Calaveras, no report there. Coletta Creek is actually about a third of a foot high, but channel and blue catfish have been good on shrimp and perch. Choke Canyon Reservoir, continue to monitor this. Because water continues to flow down the Frio and Nueces River. It's currently 22-foot low and is on the rise. Amistad Reservoir, black bass are good on green pumpkin crankbaits and spinnerbaits and on watermelon soft plastics. Yellow catfish are good on trot lines and jug lines baited with live perch. Remember, everyone in the boat has to have a Mexico license, whether you're fishing or not. Falcon Reservoir, 26, almost 27 feet low. Channel and blue catfish are good on frozen shrimp under the birds. Same thing on the Mexico fishing license there. Brownwood Reservoir has been closed this week and is scheduled to open this weekend. And as we went on the air, did not have a updated report you might want to call, but it was about 2.5 feet high and was closed due to floating debris. Here is some news for you big bass anglers. O.H. Ivy has been back on May 25th, was almost 44 feet low. It has come up 10 feet since then. Ooh. It is now about 34 feet low and still on the rise. Black bass fishing has been good on split shot, weighted fluke, spinnerbaits, jigs, and Texas rigs. My recommendation would be follow the rising water.
There you go. Let's go to East Texas, Lake Fork. White and yellow bass are good on minnows. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Livingston, white bass are good on pet spoons, trolling tubes, and charlie slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue cats are good on cut bait and shad. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and rattle traps. Athens, crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on trot lines and prepared bait. Bastrop, black bass are good on chartreuse crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and soft plastics. Palestine, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, finesse jigs, and topwaters. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and minnows. Central Texas, Big Lake Buckhannon, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs over brush piles. Yellow and blue catfish are good on jug lines and trot lines baited with liver and minnows. LBJ, white bass are good on minnows and little fishies. Channel cats are good on live bait and shrimp. We don't have a report on Travis except now it's over 11 and a half feet high.
Yeah, and I want to go back to Lake Whitney, which is on the Brazos River, and that's on the upper portion, been impacted due to all the heavy rains around the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Right.
They're holding a lot, and I want to say a lot of water, so as to not exacerbate the lower Brazos River impact of flooding.
Yeah.
But Whitney, 28 feet high.
Wow.
28 feet high. That is absolutely crazy. All right, to the coast we go, and some good fishing over on Big Lake in southwest Louisiana has occurred under the birds on the lower portion of that estuary. On Sabine Lake, old reliable Captain Randy Foreman said he continues to chase bird shrimp for coming in. And, you know, even if you just stay out of the flow of the freshwater coming in and stay on the lower portion of the lake, you're going to find some fish. In Galveston, Captain Ryan Battistoni said deja vu from 2015, major freshwater with fish stacked up in the middle of East Bay. Jetties are about to be on fire for trout when the freshwater clears out. He said right now it's kind of nasty. And he said he has seen and caught more flounder in West and Chocolate Bays this year than he has in the past 10 or 12 years. East Matagorda Bay remains on fire. Captain Trey Pry continues to put clients on trophy trout as well as solid boxes of trout. The latest hot bait from Unfair Lures, their shrimp. Captain Nathan Bebout continues to fish in around the Cedar Bio, and this is both in the surf as well as the channel in both Mesquite and Ayers Bay. In the upper Laguna Madre, the King Ranch shoreline, from about 4 foot to toward the shore, has been a good option for Captain Alan Sifford. And finally, on the lower Laguna Madre, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr. sent out of Port Isabel from the convention center up to the second drum boat has been good for scattered trout with a few reds hitting live shrimp. South of Cullen, scattered reds with some trout also on live shrimp. And from Laguna Vista through Holly Beach and up to Unnecessary Island, scattered reds and trout hitting live shrimp under a popping cork.
I missed that one. Unnecessary Island.
Well, that's almost like sometime islands, you know, on Lake Travis
right.
that are now completely covered up.
Okay. All right. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are good days. Monday slips to fair with Tuesday plunging to pour. Wednesday and Thursday are two good days. Friday is our best day of the week. Saturday and Sunday are two more good days. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This weekend, Sunday, June the 12th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. This Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule each day.
All right. On the hunting scene, javelina season in the South Zone, that's 50 counties, will continue through August 31st. And then basically it resets.
Uh-huh.
It is our one regulated annual season, and our countdown continues to September 1. It's just a little over 11 weeks away, and as we always remind folks, get you plenty of shotgun shells and get out and
practice, practice, practice.
There you go. We're going to take a break. When we return, Steve Fajesty with the gun value.
In the blue book.
Blue book.
That's it.
Yeah.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country, with four great locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saluna and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this is that part of the program we know everybody looks forward to. It is
That's group participation. Yes, it is.
Yeah, you need to gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
Put your hands on that radio, too, okay? Say, hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays.
Yeah.
Estuaries and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. I tell you what, things are hopping on Mustang Island. This is when the synergy and the excitement really builds on that 22 stretch of beautiful Barrier Island. And fishing's great. Lots of fun people to watch because they're going to be watching you. And great accommodations, restaurants, just a big time. If you want information, go to their website. Very informative, portaranges.org. Got a calendar that tells you about all the upcoming fishing tournaments that are available. And if you still need more help, give their staff a call, 800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say...
Oh, yeah, when they say hello, you go, hey, Port A.
All right, our guest.
Yep, Steve Fiestad, the author and publisher of the Blue Book of Gun Values. Steve, how you doing today?
Good, Harold. How's your crew doing down there?
We're doing pretty darn good. This is the 37th edition of this book. And when we say 37 editions, has it always been annual?
Yes, it has.
Now, y'all started off, I don't know what, on a mimeograph machine, but I mean, now this thing, you need to sell it by the pound. I mean, this is the biggest one you've ever done.
Yeah, we're kind of throttled back, actually, by the printer right now. 2,512 pages is our cap. And, you know, I remember when I got to 500 pages, I thought at the time, this was probably back in the 80s, I'll never get to 1,000. Then when I got to 1,000... you know, I said, well, I'll never get to 1,500. Same thing happened to 2,000 and 2,500. But unless they specially mill a private label type of paper for us, I'm frozen at 2,512 pages.
Yeah, do you see you're shifting more to digital? Because I know you do have a digital version, right? Or I know you have a gun value DVD.
Well, where it's going, Harold, definitely, it's going digital, and we offer online subscriptions now through our website, bluebookofgunvalues.com. I would encourage anyone to get on our website. And I tell you, here's the beauty of our website and the Blue Book of Gun Values, okay? Not only is the database updated monthly now, but also there's over 11,000 digital images that have been attached to the various models, making it a lot easier for the consumer to look up his or her gun.
How did you get started in this? Were you just a gun nut, or were you just sitting around, had nothing to do? I mean, how did this evolve?
Well, it's a long story here. Yeah. I'm not going to bore the listeners out there, but I took a wrong turn there and a couple of wrong turns there and a few more wrong turns and eventually ended up here.
Well, I'll tell you what, those of us that love firearms and what we learn is it is condition, 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 and we've said it more than once, you know, an old firearm with the original wear and tear on it is a lot more valuable than if you chrome plate the darn thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, the only collectible that I can think of where restoration can actually add value is the automobile. Portion. Mm-hmm. There, you know, a frame-off restoration on a Duesenberg or old Lincoln, Auburn Speedster, something like that can actually enhance the value. But, you know, Jay Leno is the guy that once said, a car can only be original once. And same thing applies for guns. A gun can only be original once. You know, I'm going to sneak in something sideways here. I'm sitting in my office here, you know, and I'm going back, Harold. I'm going back exactly 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And where were we this time 8 years ago? Well, we were getting ready for another presidential election.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it looked like Obama might have a little bit of a chance. And the gun owners started stampeding like in early July. And then, of course, the respective conventions were held. And then it got into a presidential election. We all know the outcome of that. And then, officially, the stampede was on. You know, the fear, greed, and speculation created by Obama winning the presidency back in 2008 had an unprecedented demand factor for most semi-auto pistols, tactical rifles, tactical shotguns, things like that.
Right.
And then, of course, the frosting on the cake, unfortunately, was the Sandy Hook tragedy, and that completely supercharged it. And the marketplace basically didn't recover for 6 years.
Yeah, you're right. And you're looking at the ridiculous prices they were getting on ARs, and yes. and our wonderful sponsor, Carter's Country. I'm looking at an ad this weekend. They've got a really nice one for $5.99. And remember that people were jacking them up $3,000, stuff like that. So that wasn't the time to invest in AR type rifles, was it?
No, it's not. But the reason I bring up the story, yeah. I mean, we got a similar set of circumstances going on in this country right now. I think everybody out there knows this is going to be the most important presidential election since Abraham Lincoln was elected before the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if we get Clinton in, we're in for the fight of our lives. And I think if that happens. Unfortunately, you're going to see a similar type of demand factor all over again.
Well, and people ask me, like investments, I say the best investment right now, I think, is probably ammunition. Let's get back to the book real quick. Let's talk again about condition, because you guys are really in-depth on condition of firearms. You're demonstrating through pictures and percentages. But who says this is what the condition is? And what are the guidelines where you come up with what the condition of a firearm is?
Well, that all got going about 15 years ago. I mean, this was really before the Internet, and people would send in images, actually Polaroids of their guns, and we couldn't really tell what... I mean, I used to actually tell some people, in jest, of course, but I'd tell people, look, could you hold your gun closer to the microphone so I can see it better?
Right.
And what happened, after so many hundreds of phone calls and letters and poor images, I decided... Why don't we do a full-color pictorial showing the various condition factors of both antique and modern firearms? And that's how this whole thing got started. I wanted it to eliminate a customer service issue.
Yeah.
And when the smoke settled on this, it took about 10, 12 years to refine it. But now if anybody goes online, if anybody buys the book, if they go to the photo percentage grading system, you can figure out the condition of any firearm. I don't care what it is, plus or minus 10%. And you know what, Harold? If you do that, you can zero in on the value.
I like that. On this particular issue, you're covering, how many firearms and how many prices and stuff are in the current book?
Oh, there's, if you wanted to do the matrix on all the add-ons and things like that, there's well over 100,000 values, and it's expanding all the time. And, there are so many nuances and so many things to look for on guns that I think the Blue Book of Gun Values will get all the listeners out there zeroed in on where they need to be, not only just on the values, but on the information. The information is up to date, and I'm here to tell you that we were down in Louisville, a few weeks ago for the NRA show, mm-hmm. and believe it or not, Harold, some of the information that we got, some of the new information that we got down in Louisville is already on the online database.
Okay. Steve, in the minute we've got left, real quick, first, what do you see increasing in value right now?
Well, anything with a lot of original condition. Believe it or not, a Model 94, a Plain Jane 94, manufactured in 1896, but almost in new condition, sold recently at an auction for $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Most of those guns sold for between $2,500 and $3,000. So the answer to your question, top condition, original, major trademark American firearms. That includes Colt, Winchester, Browning, Remington, Smith & Wesson, people like that. And I tell you what's hot right now, Harold, and continues to be hot, venomous is the word, are the snake guns.
Right.
Colt's Seven Serpents, the Anaconda, the Python, the Diamondback, the Cobra. Those guns are just absolutely red hot right now.
Yep, they've gone absolutely crazy. Where can people find out information, Steve, and where can they get their hands on the Blue Book of Gun Values?
Real easy, 1-800-877-4867 and extension 3 if you want to order a book on the phone, or if you would like to buy an online subscription or order any one of our books. We have a lot of titles. Just go to bluebookofgunvalues.com. And
okay.
That's all there's to it.
As we sign off, I will regret the 2 6-inch nickel pythons I got rid of years ago. Shame on me. Steve Fiestad, thank you so much, Steve. Again, bluebookofgunvalues.com, friends. We'll be back with more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
Texas continues to grow. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. But the job is far from over. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Today and tomorrow, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Hey friends, get on over to Carter's Country. We're talking about practice. You need ammo, and you need it from Federal because they got it over there. Everything you need for pistol, rifle, or shotgun right now, the Estate brand, that's the cheap stuff, but it's the good stuff. Their Game and Target shot shells, 12-gauge, only $5.97 a box. And then they got a great deal on the American Eagle 5.56 ammo, 150-round can, only $64.97. Just great stuff. And their Target pistol ammo, 50-round box of the American Eagle 9mm, only $13.97. For Father's Day or any other day, that's the way to go. And before you go to Carter's, check things out. Just go to carterscountry.net, and you can sort of prepare yourself before you get to the store. Carter's Country, 4 locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. Okay, we are back. Sue, is you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you, dear. It is Susan Ebert, this wonderful book, The Field-to-Table Cookbook. I wish you were here, though, because I'm hungry. I want breakfast.
Oh, gosh.
And Bill's hanging on over here, too. I mean, you guys go back a week or two,
don't you?
Bill.
Yes, we do.
How are you doing, Susan? I walked into the studio, and Harold, as he so often does, waves this under my nose and says, "Look what I got."
and you don't. Well, you've been at this for years. I mean, quick background, Susan, because you've written for like just about everybody. Give our audience a bit of your background.
Oh, gosh. Well, I got to know you two gentlemen in the late 90s when I started as the publisher and editor of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And then prior to that, I was after grad school on staff with Texas Monthly. And following that, I actually left Texas and worked for 10 years at Organic Gardening magazine. Before my homesickness and the snow in Pennsylvania drove me back down to Texas.
Right. I love this book, the way this thing is put together.
Beautifully photographed.
Oh, yeah. The Field to Table Cookbook. You take these pictures, Susan?
I took a lot of them. Okay. My husband, Shannon Tompkins, took a lot of the wildlife photos and out in the field.
Who is she talking about?
Shannon who?
You might have heard of him.
Yeah, I might have heard of him. But what's interesting, look at this thing about getting it, like, say, you know, from the field, the stream, the whatever, to the table. You're incorporating, you know, gardening, fishing, hunting. Okay, explain foraging to us.
We all picked blackberries as a kid, right?
Okay.
Blueberries, blackberries.
Right.
That was your first it's just a fancy word for getting wild edibles.
There we go.
That's become very much in vogue. But, the interesting thing is, folks like you and me that are out there all the time hunting and fishing, a lot of these things are the same sort of things that the animals that we're targeting are eating as well. What you might not know about my husband, Shannon, is that he is actually a degreed biologist as well. So I got really interested in, because he'd know the Latin names of the plants and how the Native Americans used them and how they were used in the pioneer days and that sort of thing to, make medicines and what was edible and what was not and that sort of thing. And I got really fascinated with expanding my repertoire beyond dewberries and blackberries. So every time we were out, whether, deer hunting, turkey hunting, waterfowling, even saltwater fishing, because salicornia is a wonderful edible that grows just below the tide line on every continent in the world. And it kind of tastes like a crunchy, salty asparagus. And, I mean, the restaurants are getting high dollar for it. And we
right.
just kind of go out and, you know,
there
get
it is.
A little bit of our own.
Yeah, well, that's quick before time catches up to us real quick, Bill. Oh, Bill's giving me a time cue. this thing is sort of set up, I want to say, kind of seasonal, kind of monthly. We want to get into some of this, but I'm looking at, like, you know, September, the beginnings, doves, blue-winged teal, redfish, prickly pear, October, quail, feral hog, flounder, pawpaws, okay, November, ducks, white-tailed deer, sheep's head, black walnuts, persimmons, potatoes, Brussels sprouts. So you're kind of doing sort of a seasonal and then taking things from, you know, here's when you're going to get it, and then here's how you take care of it, and then here's the recipes you come up with. And this is not particularly just like an all-Texas cookbook, is it?
No, it isn't. And, I really, of course it's based on my own personal experience.
Sure.
But a largemouth bass and a white-tailed deer and a Rio Grande or Eastern turkey is going to be prepared pretty much just hunted the same way and prepared can be prepared the same way
mm-hmm.
throughout the country. So I look for things that were very much a common denominator and, looking for ways that, as you know, you get a hog, you get a lot of meat on your hands.
Sure.
And what to do. So, my challenge was to use all of that. And even down to the point of making my own lard for pie crust and biscuits.
Ooh.
And just trying to give people new, fresh ways to prepare wild game and fish without any processed food, with all, nothing out of a can, no processed food, all organic ingredients. So that the finished dish is as wholesome as the wild game and fish deserves.
I like that. Well, I'm looking at one here. I mean, the sweet sorghum bourbon pecan pie. So is that free-range bourbon? I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Well, yes, actually, yes, it is.
All organic bourbon, right?
Well, it is organic bourbon. Actually, Four Roses and Wild Turkey are the two organic, non-GMO bourbons as a date, because they started, many, many years ago.
Okay.
I think probably some others will be catching up with them as well.
There you go. Now, is this something that any of us can do? Because some people go, oh, yeah, but, I'm just terrible in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. And I went, and that's kind of, I would say, really my big point of this cookbook altogether. I was a single mother for the entire time that my two children were growing
mm-hmm.
up. And we did a lot of fishing together and a lot of time in the outdoors. And I found time to hunt. I found time to garden. I found time to take care of my kids and help them. And they grew up eating many of these recipes that are in this cookbook. So it's meant to be family-friendly fare that's really appealing to, maybe a spouse or kids or friends who otherwise might turn up their nose at wild game for whatever reason, I don't know.
Very good point.
It's the most wonderful food in the world. But my belief is more game is spoiled between the field and the kitchen than it ever is in the kitchen.
Okay.
And if you take good care of it, from the time of the kill to the time you get it to the kitchen, then I can show you some really easy ways to do some great preparations.
Well, and something different, too. And you're having fun with this, too. The Kiss My Grits casserole with okra. I love that. Anyway,
yeah,
we got in our last minute here, Susan, where can people get this wonderful book? Because it is a beautiful, beautiful, well-laid-out, beautifully photographed cookbook. Where can we get it?
Random House is distributing it internationally. You
Ooh.
Can get it on Amazon. You can order signed copies on my website, field2table.com. That's the numeral two, field2table.com. 25% discount for Father's Day for a gift wrap signed copy.
Ooh.
And basically wherever books are sold.
Outstanding. Again, friends, it is the Field to Table Cookbook, gardening, foraging, fishing, hunting, and a whole bunch more from Susan Ebert. Give Shannon our best, too, will you, hon?
I will, gentlemen. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, too. Friends, we'll be back with more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the US. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up this week?
I have no idea. No, I'm kidding. Okay, June 18th, Raines County Strutton and Rutten Chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Emory. For reservations, information, 903-348-1845. Also the 18th, Wise County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet Indicator, 940-955-255-5034.
That's 255-5034.
Of course it is. It's 255. Sorry about that. I was looking down where it said June 19th is Father's Day, and my kids are going to forget again. Anyway, but go visit your father, friends, maybe in your brand-new Ford truck, on the way to Carter's Country, of course.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yeah, then take that truck over to Carter's Country, load up on all that good federal ammunition, plus, 6 months free financing, friends. How about the Ruger American Predator in .308 or this new hot 6.5 Creedmoor, only $399.97? Oh, my. And you can put a nice scope on that if you want to. They got a pro staff from Nikon, 3-9x40, only $149.97. A big savings. AR fans, great for practice, great for fun. The Mossberg 22 Long Rifle Tactical, only $289.97. Or then you step up to the Diamondback 556 AR, only $599.97. And if concealed carry is in your plans, the Ruger LCR, that's our light carry revolver, the smoothest trigger on the planet, I think, and 38 Special, very, very lightweight, $449.97. And again, 6 months free financing. Oh, it's going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Hey, we want to thank our guest today. Harold, why don't you give us a recap and where we can get these books?
Oh, indeed. I'm trying to say Google because I misplaced Susan's website that she said, but of course, Amazon.
It's Field and then the number two table. Okay. .com.
Well, see, you got a better memory than me.
Well, I'm younger.
Yeah, you are. All right. Thank you so very much. But Field Stable Cookbook, yeah. But it really, really is neat. And, of course, the BlueBookOfGunValues.com. Check that thing out. I just picked it up.
Believe God, me. This thing's huge.
The 37th edition of the Blue Book of Gun Values. But this is the place to start. You got something you want to buy or something you want to sell, you go through this. Plus, there's a lot of history. You can check serial numbers. It gives you the dates of when Daddy's Model 94 Winchester was built. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So a lot of really, really good information. Also, use the internet properly. Go to the TexasOutdoorNews.com site, and then while you're there, you can click on the Stitcher tab and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your cell phone or your computer, or just play shows from our site. It's just right there waiting for you, and it gives you a list of our great affiliate stations. I am on the road next week. What do you got going on?
Just next week?
Okay, the next 2 weeks. That's right. You remember better than me, right? Okay. I'm going to be worried. Yeah. That is two in a row. I don't normally do that.
Yeah, but lots going on in the Lone Star State. We've been having to stay on top of breaking news, we'll be catching up. So everybody needs to tune in because it's going to be a great show.
And like Bill said earlier, be safe out there because these water conditions have made a lot of changes in the lakes, in the rivers, in the Gulf, and you just got to be careful. We've had a lot of stories, you know, people out there boating on their old favorite lake and ran over a telephone pole they didn't know was there, okay? So remember, be careful out there so you can join us again next week for more of Texas Outdoor News.